sea with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
Made some of your favorite cookies if you're hungry.
Good, I am. Here, this is for you. Oh. Hey, it's an invitation to Lucy Winter's birthday party. Who opened it?
I did, but it wasn't my fault. Look at the envelope.
Marcia Brady? How come my invitation was addressed to you?
I don't know. Lucy's your friend. So I called her and checked it out.
Well, what'd she say?
Well, you know, just one of those things. She made a mistake and put my name instead of yours.
Mom?
Yes, honey?
Did you hear about Lucy Winter's invitation?
Well, I did hear Marcia calling about it.
Why does this always happen to me?
Why does what always happen?
People are always forgetting who I am. I'm always Marcia's younger sister or Cindy's older sister. I'm in the middle. And being in the middle is like being invisible.
Oh, Jan, I really think you're making too much out of this. I mean, after all, you are the one who was invited to the party.
They won't even know I'm there. Jan Brady will, that's who. Dad, can I talk to you?
Sure, Peter. Just a minute. Peter, what is it you want?
I was wondering if I can have an advance on my allowance.
Advance on your allowance? I just gave you your allowance for this week.
Well, I was thinking more like an advance on next week's.
What happened to this week's?
Well, I saw the chance for a really great business deal. So I lent everything I had to Jan. $4.49. At 20% interest.
What does Jan need all that money for?
She didn't say.
Well, what do you need the money for?
Well, I was invited to Lucy Winter's birthday party, too. Well, I guess I better get her a present.
Well, that's probably what Jan wanted the money for. How much do you need?
49 cents.
49 cents? Why exactly 49 cents?
Well, I figured that's how much she spent on my birthday present. So I don't want to embarrass her by getting her something too good.
Well, that's very considerate, Peter. Here, you owe me a penny.
Already.
Thanks. Goodbye, Peter.
Hey, you looking for someone, dear?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm looking for a wig.
You mean for yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
I think your own hair is nice. I love it. I don't know why you'd want to change it.
I think you'd probably know why if you had two blonde sisters at home.
Oh, I see the problem. We want a complete change, do we?
Yes, ma'am. That's what we want.
Well, now, what style wig did you have in mind?
Oh, I don't know. Something crazy. Kind of like the style you're wearing.
It's my own hair.
I'm sorry.
Not half as sorry as I am. Well, now, let's see what we've got here. There's early rust, Pompeii pumice, lunar dust. Here's... no.
Hey, this one's kind of nice.
Oh, yes, that's your midnight temptress. Listen, now, don't you think it's a little, mature?
Well, I'm older than I look. I'm 12.
That old. You carry it very well.
Thank you. Midnight temptress, huh?
That's right.
Well, I don't think I'll be up that late. Do you mind if I kind of look around?
Oh, not at all. And listen, with each and every purchase, you get a free styrofoam head.
Hey, that one's kind of different.
No, I wouldn't recommend that.
Why not?
It's a handbag, and it should be over here. Helen! Helen, how many times do I have to tell you never mix the merchandise? Helen, it's tacky.
Well,
it's so embarrassing for me. A little girl almost walked out of the store wearing this on her head.
Time you saw them?
Last night when I took them off. Hey, maybe they're in the bathroom. Whoever it is, I'm in here.
Yeah, let me in. I have to get my hair ribbon.
Come back later. Come on, Jan. Open up. You let us in.
Jan, what happened? The top of your head turned black.
Be silly. It's a wig. Where'd you get that?
Oh, I bought it this morning. What do you think?
Jan, I think it looks awful.
Well, ask for your opinion.
I've always liked this dress on Jan.
Oh, yes, I see.
You too, huh?
Mm-hmm, that's the first time she's put on.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I hope we got it right this time.
Mm-hmm, I don't think I knew again.
Honey, have you seen those blueprints I brought home?
Alice, have you seen Mr. Brady's blueprints? She says they're upstairs in the bedroom.
How could you tell what she said?
Very simple.
Women.
Mm. Honey, listen, if you're going upstairs, would you send Jan down? I want her to try this on again.
Jan, you can't wear that to Lucy Winter's birthday party.
I don't see why not.
Because you'll look like some kind of kook, that's why.
You're just jealous, Marcia.
Well, I'm not jealous. Wait till my friends at the party see me. You know what they'll say?
Mm-hmm. I can think of a lot of things they'll say.
Very funny. They'll say that for the first time they've seen the real Jan Brady.
Jan?
Uh-oh, that's Dad. I don't want Mom or Dad to see me before I'm all set.
Then you better get ready in a hurry.
Yeah.
Jan?
Yes, Dad?
Your mother wants you.
You mean now?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes, that's what I said. Right now.
You mean this very minute now?
This very minute now.
It's my hair. I can't do a thing with it. Hey, when's Peter coming back?
I don't know. He went to buy a present for Lucy.
I got something I better tell her.
What?
Guess who's going to be at Lucy Winter's party?
Who?
Margie Whipple. Her brother told me.
The one Peter says is always chasing after him?
Yeah, making those goofy eyes at him and all that mush.
He's gonna love seeing her.
We better warn him when he gets back.
Hey, wait a minute. What would happen if we didn't tell him Margie Whipple was gonna be there?
Then he wouldn't know till he got to the party.
It's been the whole time with Margie chasing after him. Get it?
That'd be a dirty trick to play on him.
Uh-huh.
You wanted to see me, Mom?
Jan, I thought you washed your hair yesterday.
Oh, I did, but it needed it again.
Well, come on over here. I want to check the length on this.
Couldn't we do it later?
Jan, honey, if you're going to wear this to the party, we've got to do it right now.
Okay.
Come on. Here, Alice, you hold it up, and I'll take a look.
Okay, oh, you're really going to knock him dead at that party in this dress.
Thank you.
Looks great. Goes so well with your blonde hair.
Oh, hold still, Jan. Oh, I think it looks fine, huh?
Just right.
Mom, can we have a... Hey, what are you supposed to be? A swami?
Very funny. What's a swami?
It's like a fortune teller. Tell a swami. What do you see in your crystal ball?
Yeah, tell our fortunes.
Oh, stop that.
What's the matter? Did you lose your mystic powers?
Maybe they're under her hat.
Jan! What on earth?
What's so funny?
Nothing if you want to look like Davy Crockett.
What's going on in here?
She looks like she's got a skunk sleeping on top of her head.
Go away. Just leave me alone.
Greg, Bobby, that's him.
Yeah, Miss Brady. Come on, guys. I'll play a game of 2-on-1.
Okay.
I don't see what's so funny about my wig.
Jan, where'd you get that?
I bought it. My own money.
Why?
Because I want to wear it. I want to wear it all the time from now on.
Honey, why?
I want to be me. I'm tired of looking like everyone else. I want to be Jan Brady.
But honey, Jan Brady has blonde hair.
Nobody notices that Jan Brady, but they'll sure notice this Jan Brady.
Jan, a person doesn't make himself different just by putting on a wig.
It's what's inside that counts, not the color of your hair.
Well, then if the color of my hair doesn't matter, why can't I be a brunette?
Well, honey...
Please, can't I wear it? Please? Just to Lucy Winter's party.
Well, if it means so much to you. And if it's okay with your father. Okay.
Oh, thanks. You'll see. Things will be different for me as a brunette.
I bet I'm the hit of Lucy's party tonight.
How do you think Kitty Carryall would look with black hair?
The same as Jan.
Silly. You think you're so smart. All you'd have to do is take a look at the three of us. Which one do you think people would notice?
Me. I'm the shortest.
Pliers. Does this look like pliers?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm going to wrap Lucy Winter's present.
Well, that's right. The party's tonight. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, fun.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing. He's just got the giggles.
Okay, something's up.
What is it?
Nothing at all.
Come on, Bobby, you know something. Tell me.
No, I don't. I'll tickle you.
No!
Tell me.
No! Talk!
What tickle you?
Not until you tell me.
All right. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Somebody's gonna be at the party.
Who?
Somebody.
Who?
Margie! Margie Whipple!
Oh, no. No.
They have a great time, Pete.
Yeah, great. With her chasing me and making dumb faces all night, I'm not going.
You gotta go.
Hey, you can't promise to go and take Jan and then not do it. Not unless you're sick or something.
Yeah, well, just the same, I...
What's the matter?
Boy, am I beginning to feel sick.
So I thought you'd better take a look at Peter.
Yeah, he doesn't sound so good.
He's kind of moaning.
And groaning.
When did this happen?
Just a little while ago.
All of a sudden.
Never a dull moment around here. What's wrong?
I don't know. I just don't feel so good.
That kind of hit him all of a sudden.
Yeah, like lightning.
I think you boys better leave us alone.
Sure, Dad.
Where does it hurt, Peter?
Kind of all over. Sort of a traveling pain.
When did it start?
Just a little while ago. I guess I'll have to miss Lucy Winter's terrific party.
That bad, is it?
Yeah, I'll have to miss it, all right. Boy, am I unhappy about that.
Yes, we can see that.
Mike, don't you think we'd better call the doctor?
Oh, yeah, right away.
Doctor, well, I'll be all right. See, I can sit up a little.
Dear, I really think it's better if you stay in bed.
At least for a couple of days.
But I have a ball game tomorrow.
Not if you're sick.
Wait, I'll be all right. I feel much better now.
I'm sorry, Peter, but we can't take any chances.
Look, I'm not sick anymore, see? Can I play in the game tomorrow, please?
Well, just to make sure you're okay, Peter, you can take your sister to Lucy Winter's birthday party. And if you're okay after that, then you can play.
That's a good idea, Mike. I know Peter would just hate to miss that party.
Yeah, I can hardly wait.
Come on, Peter. What's the matter with you? You act like you were going to the electric chair.
It'd be better than facing that Margie. I think I'll lock myself in a closet.
Well, you may not have a good time, but the new Jan Brady is going to be a smash. Now, you go first and sort of announce me. I want to make a big entrance.
Oh, hi, Peter.
Hi, Lucy. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Margie, Peter's here.
Did you have to do that?
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Where's Jan? Oh, okay, everybody. Here's my sister, the new Jan Brady.
Hi there. Happy birthday, Lucy.
Hi, Margie.
Hi.
Jan,
that's terrific.
Thanks.
That's the funniest joke you've ever played. You really look funny. Hey, that'd be great for Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween.
What's the matter with her?
Lucy, she didn't mean it to be a joke.
You mean she wasn't kidding?
Nope.
Oh, honey, wasn't that good?
Is that over?
Is it over? You were the one who wanted to watch it.
Sure. It's one of my favorite shows.
Oh, I'm gonna get... Jan?
Hi there.
Honey, what's the matter?
They laughed at me. They thought my wig was a joke.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry.
Mom, Dad, you were right. I guess I do look like some kind of a freak in this thing.
Oh, honey, you just don't look like you.
Well, Jan, your friends like you the way you are.
Sure wasted my money on that thing.
Oh, well, I'm not so sure. Maybe you learned a valuable lesson very cheaply.
Why didn't you wait, Jan? I would have walked you home.
Oh, hi, Mr. and Mrs. Brady.
Hi, Lucy.
Hello, girls.
Jan, we're really sorry. We didn't mean to hurt your feelings. We thought the wig had to be a joke.
Your own hair, it's so pretty.
We all envy it.
You do?
Will you come back to the party with us, please?
Well...
Oh, honey, why don't you?
Well... I'd like to, I guess. Okay.
Come on.
Come on, Peter.
No chance.
Hey, Pete, I thought we had an agreement.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll go.
Yeah, he's shy. Like father, like son.
Like heck.
Jan gave it to me. What do you think, Mrs. Brady?
Oh, well, I think it's, well, what I mean is it's, well, what do you think, Mike?
Well, I think it's, I mean, it certainly got a lot of,
I think I need a third opinion. Alice, what do you think? It's unanimous. Oh, well. I can always shave it and use it for a shower cap.